in your mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Gary Emmett, sitting in for Scott Hennon. Scott, off on a little retreat. A normal or nuts Friday. We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And it is Friday, shaping up to be a beautiful day. Nice weekend in front of us around the region. Bismarck, Mandan, 69 this hour. Williston, 71. Dickinson, 70. Minot, 75. In Jamestown, we're at 68. Devils Lake, 71. Grand Forks, 72. Fargo, 72. In Miles City, they're at 72. Mobridge, 74. Lemon, 72, and Aberdeen at 70 this hour. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. It's good to be here. It's going to be kind of hard to fill in for those big square-toed shoes that Scott Hannon wears all the time, but we'll do my best today.
You think his wife would fix that on a little fashion? I'm not a fan of square-toed shoes like that.
I'm not either. You know, he could probably have a pair of those black ones he wears. They're kind of like Beatles pointed, but they're I don't have to talk to him about them. I know they're probably in fashion in Fargo, but Minneapolis, I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe not so much. Hey, Scott, by the way, is gone today, and I'm wondering if he's made it through so far, because he's at a retreat for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's a silent retreat.
That's correct.
He can't talk.
For 3 days. I did it once, Steve. It was one day, and I tell you, by the end of the 24 hours, I kind of was into it, but I'll tell you, the first 10 or 15, he's got 3 days of it. No cell phone. He's got a lock in the car. He can't text. So I told him...
I'd like that part of it.
I warned him. I told him that I probably need to find out who's in charge and make sure they take the bed sheets out of his room at night, because he might not make it through the night. So
I have no idea in my world how Scott's going to be quiet for three whole days.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm sure he'll tell you all about it. Come Monday.
Well, I might as well not even be here Monday, because he's not going to stop talking after 3 days in his life. He made it for 3 days.
A lot of catching up to do. I
feel bad for Maria when he gets home. Coming up today, of course, today is normal or nuts. We got some topics we're going to throw out there for you. Let us know if we are normal or we are nuts. Also coming up at 9:30, North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah on her concerns over Common Core, the education standards. A lot of dust up on that. Also coming up at 10:30, NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor, our little rundown of last week's big victory for the Bison over Kansas State, and a little preview of their next game coming up tomorrow, their home opener at NDSU. And there's a shortage of tickets. We're going to talk about that as well as they open up the season with Ferris State out of Michigan. Now, if they were playing in hockey, I'd probably put my money on Ferris State, but they're playing football, and I don't think the Bison are going to have a problem in this one. Normal or nuts? You know, one of the stories coming out this week, the Big Ten is discouraging football teams from playing lower division schools. Now, if it all goes according to plan, the Big Ten saying, nope, don't play them. We're not going to penalize you for playing them, but don't play those lower division schools. You know, like the Gophers playing the Bison and teams of that nature, that lower division. The possibility of one of those attention-grabbing FCS wins won't exist much longer in the Big Ten. If their plan goes into place, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to have the Bison playing the Gophers, or the Bison playing a Wisconsin or an Iowa. You know, some of those regional rivalries that there's no benefit, is what the Big Ten's saying. It's just going to make it's going to make us look bad if we have a loss, and there's no benefit of having a win. That's also the same logic, I think, by which NDSU and UND do not play. Is it time? Is it time that UND and NDSU play football? I don't care if it's a lower division. It's good for the state of North Dakota. Hey, Gary, am I normal or nuts?
I think you're normal. I mean, I can't believe it. In fact, you know what's on my mind about it? I don't know if you saw the article about Dave St. Peter, who, as many of you know, is the president of the Minnesota Twins, a famous North Dakota native. He writes in an op-ed why this is so important, why they ought to compete. And I think what's interesting about it, he kind of talks about it's time the leaders to get together. And he's a former UND grad and talked about in his op-ed about all of the great experiences he had at UND with NDSU. And frankly, some of them he said weren't all that great. It wasn't that much fun sometimes getting beat up by NDSU.
Yeah, there were some lean years attending UND, and then they turned it around, got a national championship, a little bit of credibility for the football program. I put a lot of that on Roger Thomas. RT turned that program around, and a great program from days gone by. And it took a while to get that program back to where it was. And then when they quit playing because NDSU decided to step up a division, which is a move I think UND should have made at the same time, but they did not. They chose not to. That went by the wayside.
Well, I think Dave Peters, St. Peter, makes a point, and he says, frankly, people in charge need to get over it and get on with it ASAP. It's time for leaders to lead. And, you know, here's a guy that knows about leadership. So I'm hoping that UND and NDSU can kind of get this worked out. I suppose it's an administrative thing, but many North Dakotans are missing out from all over the country as people live all over the country and watch these kind of rivalries. It's tragic thinking about what, I mean, how do you think about Michigan and Michigan State and the Texas teams? It's tragic when these teams don't play. It's pathetic.
Absolutely. And I will say this. What's the only team undefeated at the Fargo Dome?
That's a good question on your part. I wonder if any caller knows it. I know you know the answer, and I know earlier.
I do know the answer.
You shared it with me.
And I was talking to some Bison fans last night, and they echoed that, too. It's like, we want the Nickel Trophy back. They want the Nickel Trophy, and it's you know, one of those great rivalries. It's like not playing for the Little Brown Jug or Paul Bunyan's axe or some of those other great rivalries within a state or within a region, and not having UND and NDSU play. It's time. It's really time that they play. And Dave St. Peter makes some valid points there, and it's nice from that outside perspective a little bit looking in because. He's removed from the situation, and it's nice having a point from the sports side going, hey, this needs to continue. And I think that resonates across the state of North Dakota. Normal or nuts, is it time for UND and NDSU to start playing again? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Well, Steve, normal or nuts, I don't know if you've seen the article about the TSA expanding, get a rapid screening, so about 100 airports they've expanded. So for $85, you can skip the long line, and you can leave your laptop in the case, not take out your gels and liquids, and go to the fast line. So it's $85 to get in that, and it's good for 5 years, they say, but to me it looks like a typical government shakedown where they're wanting someone to pay $85, and I'm sure they've done the math and determined that it's going to be in the best interest of the federal government to raise some money, because I don't see any value in someone coming in and going through that process. And if those that don't have money that fly in frequently, now I've flown a lot, 3 million miles, and I know the TSA always had a rule that they allowed, if you were like a platinum in a club, you could move through some of these lines quicker. So if you were a frequent traveler, that's fine. But I suppose the TSA observed that and said, you know what, we're leaving a lot of money on the table here, so let's get in
about
that gig.
Is this just about money?
Well, I think that's one of the big angles. I mean, I think they're going to tell you it's not, but if you do the math and think of the millions of flyers that just go through Denver Airport a year, let alone Chicago and Atlanta and D.C., Dulles, I mean, it's going to be big numbers, and they're going to be kicking with Southwest Airlines soon, but there's 100 airports right now that have it, so I think that's going to be interesting to see what comes of that.
Now, Gary, you fly a lot. Would it make a difference in your travel?
Well, yeah, it would. I mean, to be honest with you, I paid $85 to do it, because standing in line, and I'm one of these guys that they say get to the airport an hour and a half before you leave. I try to get there 30 minutes before it leaves, and so I'm always running through the airport trying to get to security, and so I paid $85. If you do the math over 5 years and you get to a shorter line, and if you don't have to pull stuff out of your bag, and I go through all this brain damage of having a Ziploc bag, and in fact, I just keep all my personal stuff in these Ziploc bags, and when I go to a hotel and I drive somewhere, everybody, if I room with someone, they pull out their nice little pouch. I pull out my Ziploc bag in my hotel room, and they look at me like, really? So, you know, I just kind of got accustomed to having Ziploc bags in my bathroom to throw my junk in before I head out. And so for $85, I take the short line any day, because if you do the math, it probably, if you're a frequent flyer, you're going to do it, because it's going to save you a lot of time.
Normal or nuts? Would you pay $85 to cut the TSA line? That's our question. Normal or nuts? Should NDSU and UND be playing? It's time. I think it's time. Dave St. Peter brings up a great article. Also, would you pay the $85? I fly on a budget. I buy my own plane tickets. There's no way. To me, that's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. And from a safety standpoint, how can they validate, well, if you pay enough money, then, yeah, we'll cut some corners for you. So if the whole TSA is under the guise of airline safety, if you write a check, give them a little extra money, that's going to make the safety side of that a wash?
But they do claim that they're going to continue to randomly search the $85 line. The question is, what's the frequency of that? And so if I don't have to take my shoes off, take my belt off, pull my gels out of my bag, and sometimes get them confiscated, and leave my laptop in. That's what their pitch is. And those are the, they obviously know the top four gripes for people going through the line. And so there you have it. And if you got any experiences, give us a call. If you've had any experiences going through the TSA line and you think, are you kidding me?
And if you have that, that line getting a little bit too long, for the purposes of expediency, are you going to wind up going, oh, okay, screw the random searches because we need to move this line along? And that's, yeah, from a safety standpoint. Normal or Nuts Friday, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Gary Amadis sitting in for Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Gary Amonet, sitting in for Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. That's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, a Normal or Nuts Friday. And this hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. What's on your mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Normal and Nuts Friday. Should UND and NDSU be playing? I think it's high time. Dave St. Peter's letter. doesn't state it any better. It's one of the most concise put together letters. It's just get over the politics and start playing football. It's for the best interest of North Dakota. Even as a Sioux fan, and I understand where the NDSU program is, and God bless them, they are rolling, and they have got a hell of a program put together right now. I don't care if UND loses 70 to nothing. They just should be playing. It's just time. One of the other things that we're talking about this morning, Normal or Nuts, the TSA, would you pay an extra $85 just to cut that line a little bit short? And to me, that just flies in the face of what is going on for security. They say it's under the guise of security. The whole TSA exists for the security of the airlines. But if you're allowed to pay some money and cut that line and get expedited through that, which you're not going to have as secure a check, does that kind of debunk the fact that the TSA exists for the security of the airlines? I think it does. Steve in South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
TSA, man, that is ridiculous.
I cannot think of a government agency. And
but what a concept.
Some of the people that work
the
there.
Government creates a problem, and then did you pay $85 to avoid the problem? I mean, look, North Dakota Highway Department could put up road construction, then charge you $85 to use a detour.
Government
creates a problem, then they have you pay to avoid the problem or get around the problem that they created. Like I say, they could put up a highway department, be $85 to avoid a detour. If you're in, getting your license plate, you pay another $20 fee to avoid the line to get your license plate to the county, when it's time to renew your license fees or any government problem, like that. How about paying an extra $1,000 to avoid the IRS on it? That's great,
Steve, one of the things I look at is look back when the TSA started and look at all the issues it's created at the airlines and at the airports. You wind up going through issue after issue and the cost of flying and traveling. And a lot of it goes back to the TSA and that extra inconvenience that we have within the airports.
Yes, we could have the TSA could take, they make you take your shoes off while they could charge you $5 to sit down on a chair and put your shoes back on.
Well, Steve, I've been through airports and I have seen the TSA basically shake down a grandma who's in a wheelchair. I'm going, really? I mean, I know you can't profile, but are you serious? And so those of you that have traveled a lot, I'm sure you've seen similar instances like this and you're going like, come on, give me a break. And now they're out there going to charge $85. Now, I have to admit, I'm not traveling like I used to, but I'd probably pay the $85. And I'd have to struggle with wanting just to protest it and not pay the $85. But if you do the math and you travel a couple times a month, now Bismarck's not a big deal. I mean, they're probably not going to implement it in Bismarck because it's never much over a 5-minute wait anyway. But if you start hitting these big cities and you start, when you get on the plane and you come back from Chicago and you see those long lines and you're thinking this is going to be 45 minutes, you just do a little bit of math, and it doesn't take long for. So I think you're going to see a lot of people participating, unless there's a big protest and people. But it's kind of shocking what's happened in our society today that we don't see outrage from the average citizen. The government steps in, does this kind of thing, and we just go, yep, that's just business as usual on our merry way. And I think there should be just an outrage over it. But I don't think anybody's going to care, and they're just going to go, I wonder why that line's over there so much faster. And that's what's going to happen. People don't pay attention to what's going on.
Steve, let me ask you a question. We lost Steve. Okay. My question, Gary, is would you feel bad about profiling at the airport? That's the place I think you should be profiling.
No question. Frankly, you ought to be profiled. What's all this data about? The government's collecting all this data on us. They're going through our phone records, and we're going to be talking about Common Core. Now they want to collect all of the information on our children. So, I mean, if the government's in the middle of all this data, and they can't profile. So what's the purpose of having this data? I mean, give me a break. They're doing it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Emailer from What's on your mind radio.com. You can drop us an email at studio what's on your mind radio.com. Margie weighs in, normal or nuts. She says the answer is obvious. Charge everyone an extra $85 because it makes us either more honest or less violent. You know, it's bad enough when you're paying an extra $30, $35 for your carry-on luggage to go onto a plane, let alone checking a bag. I've actually got to the point, if I know I'm going somewhere and I'm going to be there for a little while, I'll mail myself a package. I will mail my clothes or whatever I need and not have to deal with carrying a bag on the airlines. It's gotten that bad. And it's one less thing I have to deal with going through with a carry-on at the airport. And I know what's there. I know they're not going to lose that luggage either. So 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is a story that I just have not put my head around yet. I have a hard time with this, and I'm kind of equating it to, well, it is California. A lot of schools are sending notes home to parents telling them that their children are fat. Your child is overweight. Lauren Schmidt is a registered dietitian, starts the school year by checking out the weight of hundreds of preschoolers in the San Fernando Valley. And she says, we look at growth charts and percentiles, and when a child is at 95% of their, well, we can look at the weight and for the age and weight for the height, that child would be considered obese, she said. So, guess what? They start sending out letters. she said out of the 900 2- to 5-year-old children she looks at, roughly 200 are listed obese. So parents get phone calls. They get letters. How would you feel if your school said your kid's fat?
Well, first of all, it's coming out of the White House. First Lady's been obsessed with nutrition in the schools, and you begin to see why she obsessed with that. Obviously, it's beginning with obesity, and that's becoming right from the White House. You go to their website, they talk about it. So what you're really dealing with...
I haven't seen her eating salads.
Well, she probably ought to eat a little bit more red meat, in my opinion. But anyway, besides that, I think it's totally absurd. If I had my kids come home with a letter from the school or got a call from that, I won't say what my wife would say, but it wouldn't be good. In fact, she would be in there with the principal. And she's been known to do that, taking on school bus drivers and the way they drop off kids. And so I think my wife would take it on, and she would take it all the way to the court system and challenge that. That's absurd.
Is that normal or nuts? That is just nuts that your school district would be telling you that your kid's fat. Sending home letters, phone calls, not a good avenue to go down. I think that's something the family needs to address and with their own personal care physician. Coming up next, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah on her concerns over Common Core educational standards. And she is in studio with us today. It is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department, for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Your mind powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Gary Eminent sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's being quiet right now. 3 days of silence for Scott, which I'm kind of curious on Monday if he actually made it. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. If you have any questions or comments for the show, we'd like to know what's on your mind. And joining us now, North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah on her concerns over Common Core Education Standards. Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here.
So for all the listeners out there, Brenda Heller's representative from District 33. Brenda's a graduate of NDSU, and she's homeschooled three of her children for a period of 4 years. My wife actually did a little homeschooling for a while, and so I understand a little bit of that. And so, Brenda, you're finishing up your second term, 4 years in the legislature, and we're glad to have you on the show. I know you serve on the Education and Transportation Committees. For the listeners out there, could you explain exactly what is Common Core, the state standard initiative that's underway by the federal government?
Well, thank you, Gary. And as you know, I'm very passionate about this subject. I've been researching both sides of this intensively, and I'm very grateful that we are talking about it today. Common Core education standards are a set of requirements of what elementary and secondary school children should know in each grade in math and English language arts. The standards that we adopted are the same for each state across the union. They were written and then ushered in across the country through the Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association. Most governors had to apply, sign on the dotted line, sight unseen, before even seeing the curriculum or standards. That's what they are in a nutshell.
Brenda, is this a federal-driven program? Is it a state initiative? And you kind of go down the road of what it's driving. I mean, my kids just want to graduate. I got another one that's a senior. And, I mean, I'm really kind of concerned of what is the direction, what is the source of this whole initiative? Where is it coming from?
Well, to understand that, you have to follow the money. And actually, you have to start at the back end of it and look at who is writing the test and who was paid to write the test and where that money came from. The money was given to two consortiums to write the tests by the federal government. It was almost $300 million given to those two consortiums back in 2010. So the tests are federally funded. And actually, this is kind of a loaded question as when people ask if this is a state-led initiative, because I've been in politics long enough to know that when decisions have already been made, and then they make it look like others had input, so they form a committee to discuss the issue and present an opinion. And that's exactly what happened in North Dakota. Teachers and other leaders gathered to review the standards and compare them to our current standards. They did not have the opportunity to change them. We could only give advice and make comments. That way we felt like we were making a difference because we had at least touched and looked at the new standards, which were already written.
If you have any questions or comments for our guest, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. We're discussing Common Core standards with North Dakota Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah. Jeff in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
I'd just like to thank you, Brenda, for doing what you're doing to stick up for the rest of us in the state here. And I've been talking to Al Carlson. What are the chances of him calling a legislator back and to try to vote this down and get it out of our state?
You know, I'm not sure. I actually have not personally discussed this on a phone call with Al Carlson, so I'm not sure what he's thinking about it. So that's my answer for you there.
Jeff, thanks for weighing in. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. One of the questions I've got is and you, I'm not a fan of one-size-fits-all when it comes to the federal government, when they're getting involved, whether it's the EPA or anything, because it just doesn't work. But especially with what's going on in North Dakota right now, with all this growth that we have, isn't Common Core a good thing when you've got kids coming in from other states and the growth that we're seeing in the school districts here across North Dakota, having the kids on the same page and being able to come in and integrate right into our school system, which I consider our K through 12 education pretty darn good. I mean, we've got a pretty darn good K through 12 education here in North Dakota, and I'd probably put us ahead academically ahead of most other states. Having kids come in that are on the same page as what we've got, isn't that a good thing with all the growth we've got going on in the state right now?
Well, Steve, I absolutely agree with you that we have an excellent K-12 system going on in North Dakota right now. Not to say that it couldn't use some improvements, but that's with anything. But the problem I'm seeing with these standards are, I mean, and I understand your point, and it is a talking point to sell these standards, that it would help people integrate between states, but actually that has been studied, and less than 0.3% of the population does travel between states during a school year. And besides that, the problem with the standards are this. They put a box around curriculum, meaning the content of the test will have to be taught. So even though we're just talking about little old standards, you know, we're just telling the schools what has to be taught in what grade. It sounds very innocent, doesn't it? But when you start talking standards, then in order to achieve those standards, curriculum has to be changed. And currently, the standards are being used to write tables of contents for all textbooks used in K-12 math and English classes. And this may not constitute a curriculum, but it certainly defines what children will be taught, especially when they and their teachers will be evaluated by performance on national tests that are aligned with these standards. So the problem with the standards is it's like a domino effect. The domino is the standards, the curriculum, the testing.
You know, the thing, Representative Heller, one of the things that I struggle with, my boys brought their schoolwork home, and I periodically would pick up their history books, or I'd pick up, and even the new math, they'll go through cycles. Our boys have been probably in 7 or 8 different schools. We lived in Arizona, California for a while back when we came back to North Dakota. And I think it's not all bad for kids to have to learn different things in different environments, different teachers have different methods. But I think the challenge is when you have the curriculum being rewritten, the source of it, when it's driven by the federal government, it's going to have a much more progressive, liberal approach to the way they rewrite history, the way they rewrite civil rights, the way they rewrite the founding fathers. I'm shocked at some of the material. And so when the feds kind of start imposing that, doesn't it, like, lose a lot of the state control? I mean, the state local school boards. I mean, we had a friend one time, we were having dinner at their house, and the woman happened to be a teacher. And she made the comment. She goes, "You know what?" And she was a good teacher. I mean, I think she had the right spirit. But she goes, "I got a problem with the school boards and all the authority they have. I mean, really, what do they know about how our kids ought to be taught? You know, I'm thinking all these school board members have kids. They've been through school themselves, and they get elected to be there. You know, so that's the challenge that I think is frustrating as a parent or someone on that sees what's coming in when the federal government begins to put these standards on us.
Right, and Gary, right now, they aren't writing our curriculum. The curriculum is still at the district level.
It is.
But with the new standards, the curriculum has to meet the standards, but then in the end run, the tests have to know what that's going to be on the test, which, by the way, has not been written yet.
Interesting.
Let's go back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're discussing Common Core with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller. Bob in Hillsborough, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'd like to congratulate this woman on what she's doing. I support her. I support the Heritage Foundation and their findings. And the other study that was done, I can't remember the name of it, but I support that study too. Mark brought it up earlier. You know, I just wanted to make it clear. I know Kirsten's coming on here. You know, I voted for her on this last election, and I want to make it very clear that I will not be voting for her again. I stand against this Common Core curriculum, especially by those people who wrote it and came up with it, when you find out who they are and what their background is. And, you know, I don't like messing with history and the way it is written. I've heard talk in the past about, for example, like teaching about the Boston Tea Party is going to, you know, sort of be taught like it was nothing more than like a terrorist attack rather than what it was, which was a revolt against taxation without representation. And there's a lot of other disturbing things that I'm not going to get into right now. But this Common Core is a disaster, and it is liberal-backed, and I stand against it 100%.
One of the things that Representative Heller would like you to discuss, isn't there also some issues about collecting data on the students? And I just am concerned about the federal government collecting stuff that they, of course, they're going to say they aren't going to use it inappropriately, and of course the government never does that. In fact, I'm sure from what I've read recently, the IRS doesn't do it, and either does the NSA or the FBI. And so it almost becomes like we're a police state. And the reality is when that happens and they start collecting students' data starting in kindergarten through junior high or high school, things happen. Kids make mistakes, or maybe they have a couple bad years. I mean, does that start affecting their work, you know, opportunities in the future, where they go to college, all those things? So that's a problem. So
Let's go back to the phones. Actually, State Representative Jim Casper on the line, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Steve and Gary. Thanks for taking my call. And Representative Heller, I applaud what you're doing, and we've been visiting about it. My question is this. If tomorrow we were able to get rid of Common Core, how would our school systems and our methods of teaching and testing change, and probably for the better from my perspective? But how would we be able to change for the better if we got rid of this new method of teaching and testing?
Well, Jim, the way I look at it is if we could get rid of it tomorrow, if we could get out of the standards that we have adopted and just say North Dakota is going to stay with the same standards, we're going to stay with our curriculum, and we want to use our own tests, I really don't see why we cannot do that. I'm not quite sure yet, as far as my research goes, if we are absolutely obligated to the new tests that are being written. We have signed a memorandum of understanding with the testing consortium called Smarter Balance, and I haven't read all the details of that paper, so I'm not quite sure how obligated we are to adhere to what it says, but that is definitely an area that I will be looking into closer, because I really think this it would be a possibility. It would take a huge grassroots effort to fight this. But I think we could make enough noise to get our state to say to listen to us and say, hey, let's take another look at this and quite possibly withdraw from it.
Jim, does that answer your question?
It did, but one last question.
Let's tell you what, Jim, we're up against the break. If you want to hold on, we'll hold you over. Also, Virginia Pagliani, you're all coming up. It's What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hellam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
What's in your mind? Powered by ShawnCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio, whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah concerning Common Core. Let's get to the phones. We lost Jim Casper, so hopefully he had all of his questions answered. Let's go to Virginia and Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Virginia, go ahead. What's in your mind today?
I just have a quick question, then a comment. Which governor of ours accepted this?
Virginia.
Who?
On the memorandum that I looked at, it was actually Wayne Sandsted that signed it, and I'm not sure if there was a previous document before that that actually adhered us to this, but the one I have was Wayne Sandsted.
Okay, now my point, there was a public meeting advertised for the Catholic schools, because don't forget, they got to control them too. And someone I know personally went. Now, this was an open public meeting to hear about this. The parents were not allowed to ask one question. That, to me, is control. It's already in the Catholic schools, or will be. They went there, and they were told to submit their questions on a card, and they would be collected and posted online with the questions and answers. Now, anytime you're invited to an open public informational meeting and you're not allowed to ask questions, something stinks about that. I'd like you to answer that, Brenda.
Yeah, Virginia, I just don't have an answer for that. I don't know what that particular group was thinking when they set those rules, and I certainly wouldn't have done it that way, but, you know, everybody does things their way, and I guess that's just the way they decided to run that meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Virginia. Let's go to Paul in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. My question relates to homeschooling. Right now in elementary and junior high, I have a lot of choice to choose what curriculum I use and how I'm going to, you know, teach that. Obviously, I have to do testing starting with fourth grade. But how is this going to affect homeschoolers in regards to everything from grading to curriculum requirements per year to what tests I have to take and, you know, if they have different results, how that, you know, will play into what I have to do?
Yeah, the way I understand how it will affect homeschoolers is if you are not able to opt out of the testing and you will be required to test, then that test will be written for the Common Core curriculum. So that makes it hard for homeschoolers to come up with their own curriculum like I did when I was homeschooling. I researched all sorts of different curriculum and chose what I wanted to teach and found a good one. So depending on if you are able to opt out of the testing and homeschool your children without have them being tested, then the next test that would affect your child would be the ACT test before they get into a college, because the ACT test is also currently being rewritten to include Common Core standards or to accommodate those standards.
Okay. As far as getting lower grades on those tests, I mean, what I know now is that 50% time. We do the tests every year because to us it's a nice way just to gauge to see where our kids are at, see if there's any issues that we have. But if they get below a 50 percentile being the average, then they're required to, go into the school system and you got to get an individual plan for that student and figure out how you're going to bring them back up again. Are those the same kind of rules that are applied to this Common Core? Are there different rules in regards to, you know, if you had one or two of your kids that the beginning didn't do so well in that test, how they would respond to that? Is there any?
Actually, I haven't heard that there has been any changes made to that part of the homeschooling rules. So as far as I know, that would all be the same.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the phone call, Paul. Let's go on to Yana in Park River. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, let me commend Representative Heller for taking on this battle. I think this is a huge issue, as I believe that children are North Dakota's greatest resource. But one of the things that is my concern, maybe she can address, is that the Common Core standards were not voluntary in any way for our state, which lies in the state's right face, if you ask me. I think state legislators, local education officials, school board members, and parents, both of which I am here in rural North Dakota, were never consulted on this, and yet we're paying for a product as taxpayers and landowners that we don't even know has never been tested. And so it seems like this is a huge top-down mandate on our greatest resource, which is our children, and I think North Dakota can handle that better. So maybe she can comment on that. I don't know if legislators were approached by this.
Well, actually, this did not come through the North Dakota legislature, and I totally agree with you, and I really think that there is only one legal state-led way to implement national policies, and that is by going through Congress. Obviously, that did not happen. Congress allows people to represent us nationally, hopefully. The people involved with Common Core were not elected by anyone, and they were not accountable to anyone, even under open meetings or records law. Simply stating and repeating that it was state-led does not make it true. Even though we had people in our state that looked at these, they looked at them, they compared them to ours, and then they made comments. And that's what the state-led part of our the issue did.
What I wonder is I don't hear any callers calling in supporting Common Core, and I know we were going to call from our DPI, Kirsten Basler, who I understand is the leading, I don't know if she's leading the charge, but has supported it, you know, as far as Common Core. And you know, I think that's interesting. Here, it's a fairly Republican state with elected officials, and I know the Republican Representative Heller, you sent a letter out stating that the National Republican National Committee was against it. So
Yada, thanks for the phone call. Actually, we have Pamela, Carl, Dorothy all on hold. If you want to hold over the break, you can get your questions for Representative Heller coming up next after the break right here. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.